Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with a Champ is in Aberdeen, South Dakota, home of the Coors Bull Riding Classic, and Miss Rodeo South Dakota, Adrienne Schoneman. Hello, Adrienne. Welcome to the show.
Oh, well, thank you for having me, Randy. I appreciate it.
It's pretty neat that you get to carry the American flag in your hometown at a bull riding event.
Yes, sir. It just brings a whole nother energy to the atmosphere for me personally. Just being surrounded by friends and family and those generous people that support me this year in my hometown of Aberdeen. That's so fun to say.
Tell us about your journey to Miss Rodeo South Dakota. When did you start and the events that took place?
Yeah, so I have a very long story in agriculture. My Rodeo Queen journey started about 10 years ago with my very first title being a PRCA rodeo in Ashley, North Dakota. And since then, I've had the honor and privilege of carrying Black Hills Roundup, Black Hills Stock Show, and being involved in so many amazing titles that have allowed me to meet and network some really amazing people and build those connections that have helped me in the future and keep my drive towards rodeo, because I think for me personally, the people is what I love the most. And kind of my background in agriculture, so I grew up showing horses, cattle, hogs, sheep, and the list goes on. And I college rodeoed, I showed horses collegiately and reining and then jumping as well. So I have a very, very diverse background in agriculture.
Yes, ma'am. What does it take to earn those titles? And what may you share with the young ladies that might want to be royalty?
I'm so happy you asked. So our pageant is comprised of a written test, horsemanship, which we say is our talent, something we're very, very proud of. First and foremost, we are cowgirls and horsewomen. On top of that, we do personal interviews, horsemanship interviews, speeches, impromptu questions. So it takes not only a person that's confident and willing to speak to others, but also someone who's very knowledgeable on agriculture, current events, and the professional sport of rodeo. And for all those young girls, I encourage you to reach out to someone. So my entire platform this year is Miss Rodeo South Dakota is entitled Mentoring Matters. It's about being an advocate and a mentor to not only youth, but all in the professional sport of rodeo and agriculture. So those young girls wanting to be in this position, I encourage you to reach out not only to me, but those that you idolize. And they can give you the steps and the motivation to shoot for the stars and be the best version of yourself.
Yes, ma'am. Who was your mentor and what did they have to offer?
Oh, that I have so many mentors in my life. And since I have such a diverse agricultural background, there's so many people individually in the aspects of my life. I think about showing cattle. We have this guy, I called him Jake the Feed Guy, that taught me how to fit to the best of my ability and then take a steer in the Grand Champion Drive at the South Dakota State Fair. As far as queening goes, I think of Melinda Larson, Michaela Snell Schwedelheim, West Siege, those wonderful ladies that held such a knowledgeable role in my life and said, you know what, I like what you're doing, but let's maybe tweak this, and allowed me to become the best version of myself.
What is the fun in doing this, and why would you encourage a young woman to pursue your footsteps?
You know, I'm so happy you asked that. I think the biggest thing to gain through this whole experience, and I was talking to someone in an interview about this a couple of weeks ago, but the biggest thing that you can gain, of course, you're meeting people, you're learning things, but most of all, you're becoming the best version of yourself.
As words of our champion, Miss Rodeo South Dakota, Adrienne Schoneman in Aberdeen, and we wish you much success becoming Miss Rodeo America this December at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. Thank you, Andrea.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Episodes of this program may be heard on randytaylorannouncer.com. Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota, owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.